Michigan's Republican Party has issued a series of unsubstantiated claims against election proceedings in Detroit this week. However, the party has no plans to file a lawsuit, nor does it appear ready to contest results of the election on the whole in Michigan. That's different than what's happening with President Donald Trump. His campaign says it plans to push forward with contesting results here. At the county level in the state, Michigan's elections appear to have run remarkably smoothly with bipartisan cooperation, despite all the noise. With us to talk more about how things went in her area is Lisa Posthumous Lyons, Kent County's clerk. Lisa, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So tell us about your election day. How'd it go?
Oh, election day was it really went great here in Kent County. It went as smooth as it possibly could. It was a huge, obviously we had a huge turnout and huge excitement surrounding this election. So we did obviously have maybe a couple bumps in the road or hiccups as any other election would have had. But any issues we did face, whether it was in, you know, particularly a couple tabulator issues, it did not disrupt the voting experience or delay people's ability to cast their ballots. Anything we had was remedied very quickly. And so what we had was just, we had city and township clerks who brought their game face. Our election workers brought their game face. We had our voters were fantastic. Everybody was patient. We had no calls of complaints for voter intimidation or anything. It was a day to celebrate our process here in America and what makes our country so great.
Hey, Lisa, about those absentee ballots. When we spoke early on Election Day, you noted that about 40% of the county's registered voters had already cast an absentee ballot. At the end of the day, do you know what the breakdown was between in-person votes and absentee votes?
Yep. At the end of the day in Kent County, we had 59% of our voters cast their ballots via absentee, and 41% of Kent County voters went to the polls on Election Day and cast their ballots. So to compare that with November of 2016, we had 22% of our votes were absentee, while 78% were cast in the precincts on Election Day.
Yeah, twice as many this year.
With sheer numbers, we had just around three times more absentee ballots returned this election than we did in 2016.
Well, how long did it take to count the absentee votes? Did you guys manage to knock it off the first night?
Many of our jurisdictions, we've got 30 jurisdictions in Kent County, and many of them got all their results fully reported on election night and into the wee hours of election Wednesday morning. Grand Rapids, the city, by nature of the sheer volume of absentee ballots they had almost 60,000 absentee ballots just in their city. So by nature of their volume, they were going to take longer. And we knew that. We prepared our friends in the media, the candidates and the campaigns and the public, that it takes time to count votes. Taking a long time to count absentee ballots isn't a delay in the process. It is the process. So, you know, everybody was fairly patient as we went through the night. We finally had all of our jurisdictions reporting, with Grand Rapids coming in literally about 36 hours after the polls opened on Wednesday evening, about 7 o'clock.
That's amazing. Do you feel like you and your staff and the cities and the townships have hit on a durable system to deal with increased absentee vote?
I know that, you know, we had a huge influx of absentee voting this election. It was, you know, I think three factors were the key there, the driving force behind that. It's an election of presidential proportion, post-proposal three provisions allowing for no reason absentee, and then obviously the pandemic. I know we are going to have absentee voting in high percentages going forward. What I don't know yet is how big a factor was the pandemic. Will any of those return back to going to the polls? I'm assuming that some of them might, but regardless, I believe we're still going to see a high percentage of absentee voting, and our city and our township clerks are we've you know I think we probably are very prepared going forward. and what it's going to take to make these elections be successful with more absentee voting.
Right. You know, we were talking with our West Michigan reporter, Dustin Dwyer, yesterday, and he pretty much confirmed what you said, that things were quite tame compared with what was going on at the TCF Center in Detroit, and that the count went off almost without incident. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute the success that we had in Kent County to our hardworking city and township clerks, my election staff here. We had great election day workers. I attribute it to the days, weeks, and months of preparation that that we all took to make this go smoothly. I attribute it also to the voters in Kent County.
I could really feel a lot of clerks, Republican clerks, Democratic clerks, everybody who has your job. I could feel all the work that they were doing to reassure voters and try to tell the media, to tell the public about this, too. Do you feel like overall there has been erosion in some of the public's faith in elections at this point?
I do. I think anytime there are issues or rumors or anytime misinformation gets legs, I think that erodes the public's confidence in our process and our system here. And that's why I've taken such great lengths to just be visible and to educate our voters about our process. Misinformation breeds confusion, and confusion breeds chaos. And that does not help when it comes to our elections. I want voters in Kent County to be confident when they cast their ballot, it's going to be safe, secure, transparent, and fair.
Yeah. I mean, just within the past 24 hours, the president has made statements claiming widespread voter fraud without evidence. There have been some statements by our regional party chairs, too. Do things like that make it harder for you to do your job?
I can't speak too much to statements that have been made simply because I've been kind of in a Kent County cocoon dealing with getting our election results, reporting those results. We began our county canvass. So I'm admittedly just starting to get caught up on what's going on outside of Kent County. But again, what we need to do is make sure that everything that happens in our elections is transparent. We as election officials and election workers and elected officials need to be transparent and ensure that is an integral part of our process. But misinformation is wrong and it's harmful regardless of where it comes from. So whatever statements are being made, whether it's on social media, whether it's by John Smith or President Trump, please make sure it's factual.
Do you worry that claims of fraud send a different message about victories for some Republicans down the ballot?
I think voter fraud of any kind by any side is obviously a huge stain on our system, and it should not be tolerated. And so claims of voter fraud need to be taken very seriously, but it's really important to be able to substantiate those claims of fraud. And I think that is important because we do have a great system of checks and balances where if there is voter fraud, I think that there are enough checks and balances in the system when it comes to how we test our equipment, how we do things so transparently and publicly here in Kent County, to our county board of canvassers, which is a huge, the final check and balance and a huge, a huge integral part of the process of ensuring integrity in the elections. But that's all assuming that everything is being done according to law. That's all assuming that it's being done right and well in our precincts and in our counting boards and that our canvassers are doing their job. And here in Kent County, that's exactly what we're doing.
Lisa, you're an elected leader and you ran a smooth election, as did clerks all across Michigan. Has this year given you any different sense of your role in terms of the election itself, but in terms of bolstering voters' trust in our system?
I do. My primary role, when all is said and done, is to, you know, administer this election and to do so securely and transparently. And so that's kind of what we always do. We take that very seriously. We do a good job here in Kent County. But I do think, you know, there are ancillary roles that we can take on, particularly when it comes to voter information and education, and being a resource to provide that information so that voters have confidence and they better understand our process. And especially when it comes to, you know, setting the record straight when it comes to misinformation. I believe that's a strong role that I, as an elected leader, but also an election official, can help play for the public.
Lisa Postumus-Lyons is clerk for Kent County. Lisa, we wish you all the luck through the final stages of certification, and get some rest this weekend.
Hey, thank you so much.